Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
The General Banter Podcast with Colin Geddes.
Right about now, baby. I want you to get yourself and your soul together.
This man will make your liver quiver. This man will make your bladder splatter. Let's all welcome the world's godfather of soul.
Colin Geddes.
It's Geddes, actually.
Geddes.
Geddes.
Geddes. Geddes. Geddes.
Fuck you. What the fuck's happening, people? Oh yeah, voice broke, got puberty. Welcome to the General Banter Podcast on Tuesday the 5th of April. Got it right straight off the bat this time. Didn't even have to look it up. Knew the date. How come I knew it? I'll tell you why. Because I started this podcast last night when girlfriend Maureen was here and we were going to do a joint one. And I say a joint one like she has a podcast. She doesn't. She was just going to sit there. But what happened was we were both hungover and I started doing it at like 10 o'clock and I was just like, I can't even think, because what I'd done, like a dickhead, was being hungover, being fully knackered, and then went, yes, let's ramp ourselves up for a podcast, guy. Woo! Let's do it. Let's have fucking three or four cups of coffee. And I was sitting there on the seat, and I was like, tired, but my brain was like scrambled. It was crazy. It was like I'd just woken up from a hangover, even though I'd had it for about 12 hours. Brutal! So this is the second run at it. I've just realised the sound recorder has 1 hour, 12 minutes. Let's get it done. Let's get it done in 1 hour, 12 minutes. It might be a challenge, seeing that I've tried something new this week, which is take questions from Snapchat, and there's fucking about 30 of them waiting there. So that'll be good, won't it, guys? That'll be good crack. Plowing through that, probably a load of fucking mentalists. Here, show us your cock. Huh? I'm joking. You know, I joke. That's what people do. Men do that sort of shit where they're like, I'm not going to that gay club in case you get bucked. And then you go in, no one looks at you sideways, and you're like, bro, come on. How about I actually put, come on. Seriously. Who wants free dick over here? Anyhow, I'll tell you some gigs before I move on. I've got one. It's tomorrow night. Lavery's Comedy Club. It's the General Banter live podcast. Get that up, your asshole. Me, Shane Todd, Mickey Bartlett. As usual, you know the crack. We'll probably talk a lot of shit. We'll probably do a bit of stand-up beforehand. And that's about it, really. What more do I have to say? You know? It's just going to be flat out banter. It's weird, that General Banter name, because the word banter actually drives me fucking mad. However, there is some nostalgia to the phrase General Banter within my podcasting career. So there you go. ColinGeddes.com, as usual, if you want a t-shirt. Gedzilla t-shirts, fucking General Banter podcast t-shirts, I Am Fighter t-shirts, you name it. You fucking name it. I think there's probably like one Godzilla. You see, the Godzilla films thing is kind of phased out now. So that shit's vintage right now. Am I right, girl? Right. So let's move on. What have I been up to? Did my podcast last Tuesday. The day after that, I was filming with a band called New Portals, who are from Belfast, who you might describe as a, some sort of synth pop duo. Huh? Songs that sound a lot like this. You're probably sitting going, Colin, that's probably not your, oh shit, that's not your usual cup of tea. And I would say, not usually. However, I thought it would be a great song because, you know what struck me when I heard it? I was like, that sounds nice and vintagey, synthy 80s. And it reminded me of like Garth Marenghi. If anyone's a fan of that, legendary Channel 4 sort of mock doc style reconstruction of like an 80s, what would you call it, sci-fi show. And I don't know, I was just feeling it sometimes. I would hear a song and be like, I don't know how I could make a funny video for that, because ultimately that's what these people want if they're approaching me or anyone in the immediate circle of comedians. They want a funny video. So we went and shot this video in Newton Ards, which I'm not really that experienced with that neck of the woods, geographically. You know, I was like, you probably go up a Newton Ards Road for 5 minutes and you're in Newton Ards. Nah, not at all, bro. Drive for fucking miles. Drive for miles through the country, through all the state, Jesus Christ, and then you get to Newton Ards and we're filming in like a, it was like a church, I think it was a church that used to be something else. It's just like a warehouse, basically. And of course, I walk in and I'm like, fuck me, look at this place. You have done some fucking job in here. Look at that there. Fuck me, tea and coffee making facilities and all. Get out the fuck. Colin, you do know this is a place of worship. Is it? Fuck off, is it? So anyway, we shot the video. Girlfriend Maureen was doing makeup on the video because it required 80s makeup. And you might argue, she was basically going, as someone who works professionally as a makeup artist, she's like, I'm having to do makeup today that goes against everything that I've been taught about makeup. I.e. just big fucking blocks of pink and shit. Anyway, the makeup was sweet. I had makeup on. I look great, you know. She and Todd look like Adam Ant's gay brother. It was fun. It was a lot of fun. So, did that, filmed all day. As usual, the song that you once liked, you now gives you fucking, like, horror flashbacks when you're trying to edit something. That's what happens. You edit it, and, you've heard it 800 fucking thousand times on the shoot, and then you have to listen to it another 800,000 times while you're editing. But the video with the song is fucking hilarious. We shot it in 4K, and to the average person, you're probably going, what the fuck's 4K? It is the resolution of the video, which means it's very, very large footage, way more detailed than like your standard HD footage, guys. All right, boring. And the shame about that is, it looks fucking amazing, and then I'm gonna have to take it and make it look like it was shot on a sharp view cam. So that'll be exciting. Take it down, fucking make it look all VHS tapey. But it looks brilliant because of the shit we're wearing in the background. It's all quite sort of plain, but then when you add the 80s sort of effects to it, it looks the shit. So there you go. Exciting story from me, eh? Exciting story. If you were to ask Shane what his exciting bit of the day was, there was a McDonald's break. So he was loving it, really. You know? I'm pretty sure Ruth and Mike from the band New Portals are both vegetarians. And they got a salad from McDonald's. And I was like, mate, you know, if I'd have known you were both, I'd have settled if you'd have went to the spa and got, like, you know, a couple of fucking cup of soups. Don't have to go to McDonald's on my account. Good times, though. Good times. And then we had a long... It was just such a long day. We were knackered. And then me and Maureen got back to Belfast and went to Lavery's for more food. And without even giving it a second thought, I didn't even think about it till the next day. You're like... I was just sitting there and I was like, I had two burgers yesterday. And it literally didn't even cross my mind on the second burger that I'd already had one. That's when you know you've some sort of problem, isn't it? I'd had a fucking quarter pound cheeseburger. And then we went to Lavery's and I was like, yeah, I guess a fucking one of them fucking Scooby-Doo burgers or whatever. And I had one of those. And then it just, the shudder down my body the next day, I was like, I don't know, Maureen said something about eating healthy that day, and I was like, did it. And then yesterday I was like, do you know I had two burgers yesterday and I didn't even fucking flinch? Isn't that retarded? Not a second thought. More burgers, please. Burger. Thank you. Oh, disgusting, man. Absolutely disgusting. What a fucking pit. I did the same. I probably talked about going out for my dad's birthday last week. And I was in an Italian place. And I was like, hiya, can I get the roast chicken and some Parmesan flatbread? And also, and the ciabatta. And also the, what is it, the spicy pork something flatbread. I essentially got a pizza and also a toastie. Fat bastard. Fat fuck. And then the next day after that, we... what the fuck does that say? Oh, yeah. The next day, me and Kieran Bartlett met up to discuss a big announcement, which I've probably announced already, but I want to officially do it once we've got the material together. We have a big gig coming up later in the year. And we were discussing release of tickets and how do we advertise it and how do we get people interested in it. And I have a pretty good idea involving a fake trailer of a documentary movie, which, if all goes to plan, in my brain anyway, sounds very funny. Very funny indeed, guys. So look out. Probably an announcement next... Well, is it this Friday? When's the 15th? Probably next Friday. So we'll see. We'll see what the crack is. Or when is the 15th? I have no idea. I'm not even going to look up a calculator. Can't be arsed. At all. Had some weird requests this week. As in, I've been emailed out of nowhere with a request, like an availability check. And would I want to go in and do an audition tape for a movie? It's a local low budget feature film. But it's like, first of all, I don't really want to be an actor. You know what I mean? And I don't really want to be an actor. So it's like, I don't know if I want to go and spend days on a fucking film shoot that I didn't write and I'm just going to be in. And they pay you fucking 20 quid a day. Am I flattered they asked? Absolutely. Have I told them I can't do it yet? Absolutely not. But I will. But it is weird. Because it's almost like it didn't really come out of nowhere. You know, if someone emails you cold, it's like, hello, we are such and such. We have been discussing blah, blah, and we sourced your email address and blah, blah. This was just like, are you coming in to read this or what? Come in and read it because we want to put you in a film. Shoots between the fucking 11th and 2nd of May. All right, mate. Jesus Christ. Well, first of all, I can't do it anyway. Also, I'm not going to audition. Not that I feel like I'm a big shot. It's because I don't do it. I don't do fucking films and auditions. So it would be weird. I would fuck it up immediately. You'd have better crack if I just walked in and did it. Know what I'm saying? So I'm afraid. That's just weird. It's just weird to be asked to do. I was asked to do a film shortly before that as well, like a short film. I was like, I just don't know. I'd much rather make it myself, if you don't mind, guys. Can I make it myself? Give me a goddamn break. Anyway, that's boring as shit. Oh, Colin, what's wrong with your life? You getting offered too many low-budget fucking feature films locally? Yeah, sorry about that. Terrible. Let's move on to Friday. Okay, well, two gigs there. Friday in Newry / Warren Point. And then Saturday at the Book Reserve. I'll talk about the Book Reserve quickly because it was easy to sum up. Cheers, guys. Cheers for coming out to the fucking Book Reserve. You know, they had a poster knocking about. And the guy fucking text me or messaged me on like Thursday or something before the Saturday going, yeah, we've sold like 4 tickets for Saturday. And I was like, oh, good. Good. So I spiraled into complete panic like I normally do. You know, that's what's in my head. I'm thinking, I don't want there to be no one here for all these other acts. What about me, bitch? So I had the... I freaked out. I made a new poster. Just something in the same vein as the other posters that we've made, just so that it was half recognisable. Put it up. Shared it about. Snapchatted it. You know, if anyone's out there thinking to themselves, you know, is it worth me getting a Snapchat? I think it obviously is, because if the thing tells you it's got like 5,000 fucking wee eyeballs on it, then it has definitely got 5,000 eyeballs on it. You know, you can post on Facebook till you're blue in the dick. Who knows? What am I, an online marketing genius? If only I had something to sell. Well, do you want me to make a funny video for you, mate? Unbelievable. So, yeah, managed to sell it out to the point where there was people queuing for tickets to get into this thing, which is good for the Book Reserve because it is like a charity, lottery-funded type. Is it lottery even? I'm not sure. But, you know, it's good for them to raise a bit of money, isn't it? Isn't it good for them? So it was a great gig. Cheers to everyone who came out for that. There'll be another one in another fucking 2 months probably. So get your fucking... keep your eyes peeled because the tickets go quick. And also, if you've got a ticket for something, guys, just be there on time, you know? There's people at Lavery's have come up 8:15 before the doors open and you're like, yeah, we're not quite open yet. But if you, you know, and what people normally do is they go and get a drink and they wait until the doors are open and come back. And by that stage, people have queued up for a while and then like, they get in and they get like not great seats. So if you're coming to Lavery's, for example, if you're there 8:20, the show is usually about 9:15, but it's the same in any comedy club, the Empire, whatever. They let you in early so you can get a seat and then you sit there and enjoy a wee drink for a minute. So if you're there early, just wait fucking 5 minutes and then get in, sit wherever you want. Because we can't really reserve seats, unfortunately. The last seats we reserved were for a full pack of mentalists, which is the sort of attitude of someone who, you know, can you reserve me a seat? I'm mental, by the way. Can you reserve me a seat for me to talk there for ages? Oh, talk there for ages? That brings me on to Friday, okay? Me, Kieran, Aaron McCann, and Rory Woods, whose back looked like a fucking question mark. No harm to you, Woodsy, if you're listening to this. Go to a chiropractor, this fucking dopey bitch. Woodsy and his sore back. He's walking around looking like he's pushing his arse out, and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you? And he goes, oh, I hurt my back, sir. And I was like, are you sure? And I actually walked over to him and was like, the way his lower back looked, I was like, oh, he got it all strapped up. And I like touched his side and he goes, nah, sir, that's just my back. And I was like, oh, what? His back looked so deformed, it looked like he had strapping on it. Like he'd been to a physio and they're like, right, we're going to have to fucking tighten that up. And they put all padding and strapping around one side. It's fucking brutal. And then he's sitting out the back. We're basically gigging in a castle. The castle of comedy. Narrow Water Castle. Warren Point. We're out the back of the... out the back of the gig, which the holding area is basically the kitchen that they use for functions. So there's a big kitchen and big cookers and all these stores and all this shit. And we're just sitting there and I'm like, well, put a fucking... you could see your breath in this place. I was like, Woodsy, put on a fucking jumper, will you? And he goes, oh, I wouldn't want a cold or a warm back, sir. And I was like, why? And he goes, oh, because it's sore, I'd want to keep it cold. And I was like, what are you talking about? And he's like, oh, I've iced it and all. And I was like, Woodsy, do you know anything about anything? You dumb bitch. He's thinking for a sore, like, muscular back pain or whatever the fuck it was. He's like, oh, no, keep that back cold. Keep her cold, Dad. That's how you heal back injuries. Keep her nice and cold. I'll ice it twice a day. Which, if anything, was just proof that he's never played sport ever his whole fucking life. If it's fucking... You know, you pick certain things. I remember talking to a mate of mine who was like a trainee doctor, and he goes to me, you have a strange medical knowledge for someone who's not a medical person at all. And I was like, yeah, because I fucked my own body up that many times that I could probably perform knee surgery myself. You know, body's a body. Who gives a fuck? Unreal. Woodsy, like, oh yeah, that's what you do, isn't it? What'd you do, sprain your ankle? Let me shove it in a daiquiri here. Unreal. I'm trying to stay off coffee, and I've got a cup of tea there. And tea in the morning sucks dick. No harm to anyone. So anyway, we're at this castle, which was the fucking strangest thing ever. You know, you arrive, all the lights were off. You know, there's like a couple of scary dudes smoking outside. He walked up. There's like candles up the side of the stairs. And I was like, this is creepy as fuck. But then we get in. The guy running the gig. Very nice. His mate, whose name I can't remember. Because it's weird talking to someone before a gig. Because all you're thinking about is the gig. Oh my God, what's going to happen? Who's here? Blah. So when there's like 15 lads coming up to you going, where is it going? Shout out to JD. And his mate. Fuck. What's his name? Can't remember. I'll look it up. From the Beat Cage Promotions. They put on gigs in this castle. Raves. They had Grandmaster Flash in there. And I was like, wow. Grandmaster Flash. And these guys. In the same place. So it was lovely. It was lovely we set up. They had a big fucking industrial blow heater in this. Essentially like the sort of basement area of like this castle. And it was lovely. It was a great wee setup. I had spoken to him before, like, maybe you might want to start that wee gig a wee bit earlier, mate. And he's like, nah, we've got it all planned out. We're going to start at 10:30 and should be over about 12. And I knew rightly, because I've run gigs before. I was like, if that's over the time you suggest that it's over, I will eat my own dick, sir. Sure enough, it ran over a bit. Everyone's full blocked. It was a good gig. Everyone's killing. You know, we're standing backstage. Aaron McCann decided he wanted to record a fucking HBO special. Came off like 40 minutes later. How long did I do? Yeah, loads. Loads of time. And then proceeded to drink vodka. And then ended up stealing a 2 litre of vodka. Well, he was gonna steal it. And then, because I have like social Tourette's, I was like, here, Aaron wants to steal that 2 liter of vodka. And then the guy, JD, running it, was like, I just take it. And I was like, see what happens, Aaron? You don't need to steal in this world. If I've took anything from Shane Todd, it's just ask for it. And 9 times out of 10, someone will just give it to you. So he went home with a fucking bottle of vodka with his mate to watch wrestling all night. Which is gayer than if he told me he was away to some sort of fisting rave. I'm just going to watch wrestling with my mate and this bottle of vodka. Please give him a handjob to make it seem reasonable. It's ridiculous. But anyway, cut a long story short. Cut a terrible story short. We just go do the gig and there was basically a front table full of younger folks who just would not shut the fuck up. And I don't mind heckles, you know. Heckle me all day. Actually, don't. Heckle me once, well, and then shut up. But by the time I went on, it was 20 to 1 in the morning. You know, there's a table full of like two fucking MTV's Teen Moms, or whatever fucking channel it was on. And then one guy who looked like Ron Weasley, who thought he was the funniest cunt in the world. And you're just like, guys, you know, I don't want to get in the way of anyone's fun. But you're getting in the way of everyone else's quote-unquote enjoyment of this gig. So if you want to fucking talk, you have to leave. And this cunt was just everything I said. I'm like, God damn it, I did that as well. Oh, did you ever watch this? I did, I fucking did it. And you're like, just go, guys. You know, you've been here. If you don't want to fucking sit through this shit, move in next door, move in the bar. I don't really care that you're here or not. No offense, but it was horrible. And it was basically me waiting for people to stop talking. And then the people behind them were cracking up. They were a wee bit older. And they were like, yeah, we can't hear any fucking thing, so can you shut the fuck up? And then some wee girl was like, I'm a better crack what we're talking about anyway. And you're like, right, okay. I don't know how you can tell if it's better crack or not, seeing that you're not listening to anything. And they would literally be just holding their phones up, talking. All right, look at that. Oh my God. One of them laughed like fucking, like a seal being fucking gang raped. Oh. You just, I mean, what they expect at 21. They ruined like a very sort of unique, special gig, I would say. You know, everyone's gigging in a castle. Everyone's having a reasonably good time. And then just a bunch of cunts who won't shut up. Supposedly there was a bit of a row outside, but whatever. So, shout out to the Beat Cage boys and girls for having me down. Mm-hmm. Kiri B, all the boys. So, keep your eye out for them boys. They do bus runs from like Newry to fucking this castle, and they do all sorts of gigs. It's good times. Definitely check it out if you're in that area. Go to a castle. I was going to say it's bring your own drink. It's not. There's a bar. But if you brought your own drink, I can't imagine anyone stopping you. To be honest. So, that happened. Saturday was the book reserve. Sunday, met up with Mickey. And we got super drunk. And we planned to film on Monday. And thank God it rained, because we couldn't really film what we wanted to film. So I was like, right, fuck off, way home, Mickey. You goddamn savage. And that's about it. That was my week. Fun or what? Let's talk about the news. Everyone was going on last week about some big flash in West Belfast, which apparently was like the some sort of power station thing blowing up or something, was it? No one knew what the fuck it was. Is that a meteor in Belfast? Is it? Fuck me. Oh, God. But, yeah, I don't know what much else to say about that other than, yeah, something exploded. Another big story was your girl Michaela McCollums. She managed to get herself out of that jail in Peru. She's on parole. Parole from Peru! It's like a fucking Rick Ross song. So she's on parole and, you know, straight to the fucking hairdressers, obviously. Take away that black... Do you remember she used to have that horrendous fucking donut on her head? That look makes me want to die. I don't mind, you know, it's quite hot when girls just grab their hair and sort of very roughly tie it up in like a wee top knot type thing. You know, that's quite hot. But to get that real perfect, you know, big fat gypsy fucking bun thing on the top of your head, it's probably just, and I'm not even sure if it's real hair or not. It's a weird look. And she'd clearly just drawn her eyebrows on with a fucking Sharpie. Hot chick. She's there like, I was just being interviewed by RTE. I was just a stupid girl and fucking young and, you know, it was 2 years ago, pet. You know? And, you know, stupid or not, please don't tell me that there wasn't something going through your mind. Like, is this, you know, she turned around that other girl. What's her name? Melissa. Here. Is this dodgy or is it not? I don't know. I've got some sort of inkling that it probably shouldn't, like, you know. Is it cool? I mean, it looks like we've got a multi-pack of Walkers here, but it's filled with cocaine, and it's heavy. It's like 11K. Are you sure we're going to get this through? It's 11K. They're going to be going, you're for 25K max here, pet. You know? And 11 of that 25 is crisps. Why are they so heavy, Michaela? Huh? And she's like, ah, fuck it. Fuck it. I just find it hard to say no to things when I was young. AKA dick and drug smuggling, huh? So she fucking, there had to be, you can't, like, fair enough. You know, if you were to do that sort of thing, maybe she was that thick, but there has to be an element of, like, what are you playing at? What were you thinking? Unless you were on drugs and thought that the fucking payoff for all these drugs was going to be worth the risk of trying to smuggle it into a country where they'd fucking lop your hands off. Have you not watched that Banged Up Abroad? Some guy smoking a joint in Thailand and they're like, I'll cut your dick off. Get like, oh, I got 90 years in prison because you smoked a joint, you dumb bitch. Unreal. Fucking unbelievable. I wonder what happened to the other Scottish girl. She's probably like, this is grand. I'll just stay here and eat sausage rolls in Peru. But I wouldn't mind watching that full interview because just what was going through your brain when you're doing that? Unless you're really scared. But they didn't seem to give, even when they got arrested, they looked like they didn't seem to give that much of a fuck. They just looked more embarrassed than anything. Fuck, they got me knocking out the weekend. Also, why is there two girls going to Peru? Who the fuck goes to Peru? Huh? Unbelievable. I know they were smuggling, I think they were smuggling it out of Peru, were they? Cocaine's a hell of a drug, guys. Fucking hell. I may as well start these questions now because there are so many topics and questions for me to get through. The lads from the Fellowship podcast, thoughts on John Jones, recent run-in with the law, seen the video, and DC getting hurt. Yeah, what a blessing in disguise that. I don't think I need to see. This is UFC talk, guys. Fighting talk. I'm not sure if I need to see Daniel Cormier get his fuck beat in by John Jones one more time. Don't know if I need to see that. I'd much rather see him fight OSP over St. Pro, alright guys? I'd much rather see him fight him or Anthony Rumble Johnson. In fact, the Rumble Johnson fight gets me fully turgid. So that's what I'd like to see. And that's all I think about it. I think the fight you're going to get might be better as long as OSP was in shape. Imagine you just knock John Jones out. That'd be unreal. Do you know what? This is going to be a podcast. I apologize if I don't answer your question because I might have to just pick the big ones. You know? That's what she said. We'll see how these questions go. Kyle Lamb, any advice on finding a job? It's like a numbers thing, isn't it? If you're looking for a very specific type of career type job, you know, it's a bit more of a struggle because you kind of have to shop around. You know, some things are hard to get into, you know? Like if you wanted to be a fucking graphic designer, sometimes it's hard to get into these places. You have to fucking send CVs and be like, are you guys hiring at any stage? And then if you're any good, sometimes people give you some sort of job or internship, and then after a while you realise you're too good for the fucking place. If it's any sort of job, it's a numbers game, just fucking go for interviews, go for as many interviews as you want. Don't worry about trying to fucking impress them, you know, just go in for a chat, you know, just go in and talk to them. Don't get too hung up like I've done in the past, which is work in one place and hate your life and be like, why am I working here? I'm graduated. It's like, I really need a fucking job. And this is how I thought it would work. I was like, I want a job in a production company. And then what'll happen is I'll be able to show them my work and they'll like it and they'll drop whatever they're doing and they'll want to make, you know, my TV show that I have an idea for. And that doesn't happen ever because I got a job in a place called 360 Production, which was fucking a sister branch of National Geographic. So they're making like history. They called it educational entertainment. Or entertaining education. I don't know what the fuck it was. But it was all shit that I didn't give a shit about. And they didn't give a shit about what I was doing. And it was just, it was this job. I was like, I really want a job here. I really want a job in TV. And then I got one, and I was like, I hate this more than I hated the job that I wanted out of, the work in fucking TV. I swear to God. Biggest pile of shit ever. So basically, don't worry about it, you know. I know there's a financial fucking strain there, but just, if it's just any job you're looking for the meantime to get money, just, it's the numbers game. And if it's like more of a career thing you're looking for, don't get too hung up on that either, because just get your foot in the door, and chances are, you know, a few months into that, you'll probably fucking think it's bullshit too, and you'll want to move somewhere else. So that's how I would look at it. Fuck jobs, man. Just figure out what you want to do and do it. Way more fun. Completely stressful, and you'll die of a heart attack at 50, but being self-employed, but what can you do? Julie Hewitt, Super Jules. Have you seen the Jimmy Carr Netflix show? I have not, and I don't know if I would ever find the need to watch it. I'm not that big a fan of Jimmy Carr, to be honest, and I've seen him live a bunch of times, but it's just not my thing, that one-liner sort of comedy. Fair play to him, he's got more specials for a one-liner comedian than any other fucking one-liner guy I've seen, but it's just not my thing, I'm afraid. You know, I prefer other styles of comedy. So that's it. That's about all I have to say on that. That stupid laugh. You can fucking go fuck itself too. Someone wants me to talk about WrestleMania. Daniel, listen. I didn't see it. Nor will I ever see it. Because I'm a grown man. I don't get it. And I did watch it when I was a child. But I really just don't get it. I don't get. And I saw a picture one time, and honestly, it was like Shane Todd, Aaron Butler, Aaron McCann, fucking Dave, or a few other, I can't even remember. And they're all sitting up in their jammies watching WrestleMania. And I was like, you boys, why? What are you doing? Like, I honestly, I don't even know how to explain it. I don't understand why you're watching. I know there's the whole, it's entertainment and all, but it's shite. It's like, who gives a fuck? Pretending to hit each other. I can't get into it. I cannot get into it, guys. So yeah, I did see a guy jump off a fucking roof or something onto like a table. Cool, mate. Great entertainment. Could have died, but sure, whatever. let me see. Some guy sent me a thing saying, are you going to see Stormzy next week? I am not, mate, but I fucking absolutely would. Thoughts on UK rap? If it's good, I like it. Do you not love fucking Charlie Sloth? If you thought Westwood was bad, like, yeah, baby! Wait till you hear this, because, yeah, mate, then fuck it. Charlie Sloth. Better that for you? Get your man to make built like cars. Tell a boy come, then I make a boy run. You can go and buy a gun, but you can't buy a heart. Look, I was on the street with the shooters. I like the way Stormzy, like, really over-enunciates things. He's good. What about that one take fucking freestyle? It's not a freestyle, mate. There's a video for it. You joking me? Yeah, I like UK rap. I'm a big Skepta fan. Big fan of Skepta, so am I. Was a big fan of Dizzy Rascal since I was a young boy. Went to see him in fucking Mandela Hall when there was about 8 people in it. DJ had one arm, whatever. Yeah, it's good shit. Enjoy it, mate. Take loads of vines or whatever you kids do these days. Chris McMenamin, yes, Colin, are you going to do a video blog of the container transformation? Probably not, mate, because it'll probably take fucking forever. You know, one of them things where you're like, well, it's here now, so let's gradually chip away at that for 2 years. Although girlfriend Maureen's mum was like, oh, it's a good day, you should probably cut the windows out of the thing. And I was like, first of all, I don't have the equipment to do that. Second of all, we should probably have windows if we're going to actually cut window holes out. But whatever, Trevor. Did you participate in April Fools? I did not, Scott. Although it's kind of like... It's funny because if you do something like April Fools... I know, like, there was the ones going around that were big, like Pornhub changed it to Cornhub, and it was just a load of corn in the cob related porn. Which, imagine you were into that. I always talk about fetishes, like, when you love, like, a weird fetish, you're just like, oh, do you know what gives me a massive boner? Just, like, just fucking balloons, or, you know, them ones that sit on balloons? That would be the best shit ever. You wouldn't have to worry about trying to chat up anyone that you fancied or anything. You just be like, yeah, have a good night, guys. I'm going home to fuck a balloon. See you later. Yeah, take it easy. Take it easy, guys. Going to tie a pair of tights around my dick. Or whatever people are into. It's weird, because if it was any other day of the year and it wasn't April Fool's, people would think you were a full cunt. You know, like, lying about shit. Say something. Oh, this happened. Only joking. You know, if you were like, oh yeah, guys, we're having a baby. Oh my God, congratulations. Only joking. It's April Fool's Day. People be like, oh, you got me. Any other day, I'd be like, you're a fucking cunt. Why'd you make me get excited about that? It's not April Fool's. And you see them coming a mile away now. People still fall for it, but what can you do? Fun. Eamon Kelly, Mickey Bartlett, Shane Todd, Kieran Bartlett. Kiss one, marry one, and push one off a cliff. Oh, Jesus. How can I even fucking approach this question? I don't really want to kiss any of them, to be honest. Oh, mate. It's tough. I definitely wouldn't kiss any of them. You know, I'd be reluctant to shake Mickey's hand a lot of times for in fear of what I would catch. Marry one. You know, they probably say the same about me, but I don't want to spend more than, you know, a few hours with any of them cunts and push one off a cliff. Don't know. Whatever. If I could wipe them all out in one go, I wouldn't be too worried about that either. But, what can you do? If it was like, if this game was stab one, murder one, drown one, we'll be flying. Yeah, come on, guys. Let me just handpick some of these questions. Alex Johnson. If you had to form a Spinal Tap / Bad News spoof rock band, what would you play? Which comedians would you recruit for it? And what would it be called? Fuck. I would definitely recruit someone. I would definitely have Kieran Bartlett. I mean, it's weird because you might not need any. Oh, fuck. You might not need anyone else other than him because he can sing and play the guitar and write songs. I'd probably have him write and sort of sing and maybe have Connor Begley, who's not strictly a comedian but has done comedic performances, have him sing. Maybe Woodsy could play the drums because he plays the drums a bit. What would it be called? Don't know. Scrotal Recall. Even though there was a Channel 4 fucking program called Scrotal Recall, which was a goddamn disgrace. There you go. That's your question answered. It would be a lot of songs about banging, I would imagine. None of them would be radio friendly. It would be disgusting, in fact. I'm pretty confident that it would be completely disgusting. Welcome to the stage, Scrotal Recall. Wow. I don't know what I would do in that band. Oh, here's what it would be. Here's exactly what it would be, guys. It would be like a Linkin Park sort of emo screamo type band, but with also some rap, and I could drop some beats in there. while they were having some moody songs about wanking into socks. Good times, guys. Dylan O'Neill, have you ever considered getting people to send their questions through Snapchat and at the end of the podcast play the question out? Could be funny. I'm literally going to do it today, Dylan. You goddamn savage. Let me just see if I can figure out. Is there a certain way you can turn off your phone signal? Does that make sense? Mobile data? Douche. Nah, you see. There has to be a way where you can fucking turn off your like phone signal, because it's the one that interferes with the sound recorder. It's all... Anyway, we'll play them later. It's going to be good crack. Adrian Finnegan, have you stopped doing the scene with Bestie McD? That skit always had me in a wrinkle. Yeah, I kind of have stopped doing it because I really should make an effort to make more just YouTube videos or Facebook videos. But the problem is, by the time you get round to talking about shit with the rate that the news moves, it's kind of over. You know, you're talking about shit way last month and people are like, what the fuck? I don't even remember any of that. Even if it was a major catastrophe. Like, if I was trying to make a comment about that bomb in Belgium, it's been and gone. Which, I'm not saying that. That's not my fault. You know, I'm not saying, like, who cares about that anymore? But it's almost like the world's news doesn't care anymore. It's like, bomb. And then next night, it's like, oh, something else happened. Adam, some footballer's a paedophile. No one gives a fuck about anything. That's the way it goes. So there you go. I should do the character on Snapchat, possibly, you know, and you get quicker up to date reviews of things. I don't know. Also, without sounding like any lazy bastard, it's a fair amount of work. For something that doesn't get as many hits as a fucking Snapchat. So there you go. Sorry, Adrian. I'll try and integrate it into more Snapchats, maybe. Follow me on Snapchat, Colin Geddes, and I'll post it on Facebook too, whatever. Fernando Dominguez. Substation blast in West Belfast. Have the NIE been radicalised? I know. I don't know. I don't know what started that, but I like to think it's just a guy talking to his mate, like, oh, I fucking did see a match last night, no, mate, no, I terrible. And he just set a cup of coffee on the side of it like a generator, and it fell in, just whoosh, exploded everywhere. Sorry, that was my bad. I dropped a fucking cappuccino down the back out there. What are you drinking a cappuccino for, you fucking faggot? That's the way the conversation would go over here. Stephen Docherty, favourite Key and Peele sketch. I'll be honest with you, there's a lot of them that I love. There's a lot of them I think are very clever. However, I didn't laugh as hard in my life as I did when I seen the one where they had the East-West fucking Super Bowl thing or whatever it was called, where they were just naming the fucking players. I laughed my fucking head off. Basically, there's these American football players and they just make up these fucking names. This hot dunk-a-chunk. The fucking, you know, like they've just went mad with black names, essentially. Laquarius, DeQuarius Jones. But they do like 15 of them and then turn around and do the other fucking team. So there's about 30 ridiculous fucking names. And I was near fell off the seat, to be honest. Very funny. Key and Peele, guys, check it out. 5 seasons, very funny. Great stuff, some great impressions in there. Topic, name dropping, pretentious, bucked out, peace sign and pout posing sluts in VIP areas of clubs who are actually as important as the ready salted crisps at the bottom of the 24 pack. Oh yeah, I mean, this is the problem. This is the problem with nowadays. You know? You could, like, it's bizarre. It's bizarre that you could have a following even online, just for being hot with your arse half hanging out. Like, that is fucking deranged. I said this last week, but you could literally go on a fuck, you know, when you resuggested things on Instagram, and there's the whole thing is just girls like posing, and you're like, why is she 30,000 followers? Because she has her hole out the whole time. What have you to offer? Nothing at all. At least I try and be funny with my hole out. Fuck's sake, guys. But yeah, that's the culture, isn't it? You know, unfortunately, you know, there are girls that can do that. You know, where their whole week is like, I just work 4 hours a week in a clothes shop, but then at the weekend, I wear something with my tits hanging out and I just suck my way into a VIP, which there is no VIP in a Northern Irish club. Do you know what I'm saying? When you've paid more to get in, it's not VIP. You know, if you've paid in and then you sit at a table and you pay for the drinks that come to the table, that's not VIP either. VIP is you walk in, you stroll in somewhere, they give you a seat and then they give you free drink. That's VIP. The thing you're paying for is just fucking a seat, essentially. Bullshit. Yeah, but that's the problem, guys. You can you can put up a wee photo. You know, give your wee peace sign, all that shit, and get some verification online. You know, get 200 likes on your photo, cause your tits are hanging out, and that's it. She's famous. She works in boots. John Lavery. Would you take part in an all-male homeless orgy in the back of a burnt-out car, or would you let Dale ride you over one of the checkouts on the set of Supermarket Sweep? Remember when you're at the checkout and you hear the beep, think of the fun you could have on Supermarket Sweep. John Lavery, what the fuck are you talking about? What a reference, though. Hasn't been on TV in about 15 years, but sure, whatever. All-male homeless orgy. I don't even know how to answer that question. I'm sensing that's not a serious question at all. How much time have we left here? We've 10 minutes. Should we... Right, let me just answer these Facebook questions quickly. This has been mainly me asking questions. And eventually what's going to happen, guys, is this Snapchat part of the conversation is probably going to be... it's going to be a separate podcast with me and girlfriend Maureen. I don't know what we're going to call it. Snapcrack. Snapcrackle and Plops. I haven't decided on a fucking name yet. But it's going to go out on a Friday because there aren't any weekend podcasts, essentially. You know, you won't know that, but I know that. So that's the next move, really, is we're going to try and put out a weekend podcast based around some Snapchats. How about that, guys? Now, 25 Snapchats. This is a fucking nightmare, guys. And of course, you've to, you know, factor in the fact that the internet in this country is turd. So it's going to be good crack to try and listen to see what these boys are saying. As I load these up, 20 of them at a time. Let's see if any of these work. Good start there from Curtis. Jesus Christ. Didn't realise that these were going to go down such a shitty fucking route. This one, not so much a question. I feel like this Snapchat idea has backfired on me. This is just a video of a guy taking a lot of coke. Probably dead now. Good times.
What's your favourite kind of donut?
Oh, there's one from C. McMillan. What's your favourite type of donut? I fear that this might have backfired big style on the Snapchat front. You have to experiment with these things, guys. That was a girl asked me what my favourite donut was. And the answer to that is just whatever one's in my mouth, basically. Dean McKay, bring it back, Dean. Here we go.
Right, Colin, mate. Won't you be back in Ballymena? You're a really good comedian, so you...
When will I be back in Ballymena? That was definitely not a Ballymena accent, but... I was actually supposed to be there on Friday, but then I double booked, so it'll be another time. The one and only gig that happens in Ballymena is at The Braid. So I'll have to wait for Paddy McGackie, who runs that, to fucking get me involved. Kieran, 23, you ever come into the Corner House? If you mean the Corner House, is that the one in Derry McCat, or was it, yeah, in Lurgan? Darren McCash or whatever. I'm afraid to tell you, you'll never see me in there ever. No offence, mate. No offence. Jonah Heron, 14. Does that mean you're 14 years old? When's Hip Hop Simon gonna go on tour? I'm afraid it would be the worst live performance ever. I'll tell you what's weird. Of all the shit I've done trying to make videos over the years, you do some stupid rap character who doesn't even rap, and people send you fucking private messages going, mate, that's the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life. And you're like, right, well, I'll just throw all these fucking HD cameras in the bin, because I'm never making a fucking video that has a script or any sort of planning in it at all. So fuck yous. Chesty McHugh. Is Hip Hop Simon racist? And then it's just him sitting in bed. No, not at all. Just probably wants to be black. But can't drop as many M-bombs as he'd like to. I thought the audio of these Snapchats would be quite funny, guys, to be honest. But, you know, let's face it, most of them are mental. But I'll read the questions out anyway and we'll refine the idea.
Is your fan baby single or what's the crack there? Flowers.
There's one from Connor Begley. Is your friend Begley single? Yeah. Follow wee Connor Begley there on Snapchat. Send him a tsunami of dick pics. Oh, let's load all these up. Are you for Tenants Vital this year? From James McKegney. I don't know, mate. Fuck. I can't even remember who's playing. Is it the Chili's or something? I feel like I've grown out of the Chili's. Not to sound like a knobhead, but not a fan anymore, to be honest. And the second question is, what's the best, easiest to use software when editing videos? People will sort of go back and forward on what's the best one, Final Cut or Premiere or whatever. It's just whatever you're used to. If it's just simple stuff, you're probably best off just using fucking iMovie. Who gives a fuck? You going to the something this weekend? What the fuck are you talking about, bro? These are mental. These are mad questions. Someone just wrote, this is all good stuff, guys. Have you got hairy nipples like mine? Says, Peter someone. Yeah, mate, you can't even see my nipples. It's like trying to find a gorilla's nipples. You just can't find it, mate.
Donald Duck wore a tail. But he doesn't wear trousers.
Mate. Who asked me that? G-Mac or so? Listen, I can't even remember the last time I seen Donald Duck. I feel like this Snapchat thing's backfired dramatically, hasn't it? Let's see what other mental questions there are.
Well, I'm just wondering what inspired your Barry the Blender I Am Fighter series.
That was Chris. Very polite. What inspired it? I wanted to make a video and I basically had a camera and a punch bag and that was it. So it was basically built around that because we didn't have any other resources. You know, if I worked in a fucking garden center, you'd probably have a garden center character of some sort. Callum Doyle, let's see how this goes. Oh, it's loading. Oh, Jesus Christ, guys. Snapchat, you bastard. It's probably interfering with all the... Oh, wait.
Callum, why are red onions called red onions when they're clearly purple?
I'd like to imagine that you put that accent wasn't even put on. You're right, though. I've never thought about that. It is a fucking purple onion. Which is also the name of Zach Galifianakis' stand-up special, Live at the Purple Onion. Interesting facts from me, brought to you by Snapchat. I feel like we've experimented with this, and it has not quite worked. We'll ply through them, though, just for my own entertainment, to see what the crack is. David Dixon, here we go. Oh, it's loading. Jesus Christ. Rule number one of Snapchat Club, get good internet. Hold on.
Pick your one then.
Oh, this is a guy. This is a guy. Some girl in the shower, basically. Cheers for that, mate. It's funny the way you go stick your bum up against the thing and she sticks her arse against the window and then wipes the window like, why did you make me do that? And he's like, well, it's on Snapchat. And she's like, what? So fair play, Eamon. Hopefully your girlfriend doesn't stab you in your sleep. Unreal. Sure, we've only 30 of these left. Let's go for it. That's just a guy crying. Okay. These aren't strictly questions. Let me see. Fuck you, you cunt. Cheers. This is not one of my better ideas. Someone just sent me a picture of their new dishwasher. Happy for you, mate. Happy.
How's your gooch?
How's my gooch? Well, Eddie, I'll tell you what. It's rough, mate. It is rough. It is rough. If you thought the nipples were hairy, don't even chat to me. How about the gooch? Cool. Oh my god. This is the worst idea.
My name's Michael Henderson. My question is, how did it all start? Barry the Blender and everything else.
That's the same question as earlier. Man, how does anything start? You know what I mean? You just start because you want to do it. And that's it. Where have I got? Nowhere. I'm answering Snapchat questions on a Tuesday morning. One of the worst decisions I've ever made. Purple something, here we go.
I was on Raw Vaga last night in Thompson's and Wicked's, and it's cut the whole gullet off me. I live in Benefit Street, Jaywick Estate. Please listen.
This is I feel like this is a historical podcast, guys. Okay. Someone will take what I tried to do today and they will do it properly and they'll go, that's how you perfectly execute a Snapchat based podcast. What the fuck was I thinking trying to do that? Jesus Christ. Never again will I do Snapchat questions on a podcast. A professional would edit that out or at least edit that together. I want that out in the open raw just to be like, Just to teach myself a lesson. Just to be like, Colin, why did you even think that that would be a good idea? Have some randoms send you the most fucking insane shit. It's not even insane. You know, I've seen some girls' arse. Fair play. Fair play to that guy. You know? But the rest of it was tough. You know? It's not a question. It's just you playing about with a fucking Snapchat filter. Jesus Christ, lads. That's definitely an all-time low for this podcast. Thanks to everyone who sent in Facebook questions. I think we'll stick to those in the future. Oh, God. I've got to... You know what that's like? That's a bit like if you tell someone about a thing, you're like, oh, mate, I love this film. This is a great film. Please sit down and watch this film with me. And you put the film on and you're staring at them the whole time. And they're not laughing, and you're like, oh, they're not laughing, I hate this film. That's how I feel right now, similar to that. Guys, gonna try something new, gonna take questions from Snapchat. And then you take the questions, and you're like, oh, people can't be trusted. Oh, God. I really feel like editing that out, but I'll leave it in for the crack. Just so you can reference it. Do you remember the time Geddes tried to do Snapchat questions? And it was mental. Clean mental. Tried a lot of new things this week. Tried RuPaul's Drag Race. The joke I put up on Facebook was I either watched 10 episodes or else I watched the same episode 10 times. I can't tell. Just so gay. And I would be the first guy. Like, if someone said to me, do you want to fucking, for your birthday, have like a drag party? I'd be like, yes. Absolutely. Let's dress up as well. And I would be prancing around being camp as shit. Yet I watch that show and I'm like, that's... Bro. That is way too gay. I would 100% do it myself. You know? Without a fucking doubt. Yet I'd be sitting there going, mate, come on. I'd be standing there, full drag, going, come on, sweetie, that's a bit too much. Because that's the type of asshole that I am. And it's just the same shit over and over again. Unbelievable. This is Vaseline, yeah. Some guy comes out, you know, clearly packing a bit of a piece. And everyone's like, mate, your dick is too big to be doing drag, bro. It's a waste of anything. Just get out there and start pounding shitters. Anyway, I feel like I've gone off on a tangent after the Snapchat failure of 2016. We'll talk about it for decades to come, when Snapchat has been and gone. And we'll be laughing about it when people used to say it in rap songs, the way you listen to a rap song and they're like, yeah, hit me up on my pager. And you're like, yeah, listen, no one has pagers anymore, you fucking lunatic. Oh, guys, I feel embarrassed, but that's nothing new. So I'll just go now in sadness and, you know, delete Snapchat off my phone and write a few apology letters. It's gonna be a long day, but cheers for listening, and I might speak to you next week if I haven't deleted my whole podcast account after the shame of the Snapchat fiasco. But needless to say, follow me on Snapchat at Colin Geddes, you know. My sincere apologies, and I'll speak to you next week, hopefully. Take care of yourselves and just be careful what you ask for in life, because sometimes it just comes back and shits right in your mouth. All right, guys. Take it easy. All the best. Colin Geddes. Cheers. Kind regards.